Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Down on the Farm. I'm Stu Ellis. Well, after the House of Representatives passed its version of the Farm Bill, it's now in the hands of the Senate. The Senate has been looking at issues for quite some time. Recently held a session on conservation, and Megan Dwyer, head of Conservation and Nutrient Stewardship for the Illinois Corn Growers Association, testified at a recent hearing. Her testimony focused on the need for vital conservation programs and the positive effects that conservation practices have on the environment, soil, and the future of farming. She advocated on behalf of Illinois farmers for science-based, farmer-friendly policies, including smarter conservation funding, flexible, regionally tailored programs, and emphasizing that Illinois is 70% farmland. Protecting our most productive soils is essential for feeding the world.
As it relates to Illinois specifically, you know, understanding that, you know, I think most people could agree that every farm field is not the same and has different challenges. But when we look at a state like Illinois, we are so diverse north to south, and ensuring that we have programs that make sense for the diverse landscape that's here. So that was what I was hoping to leave with the members. You know, there was a lot of big issues happening around TA, the technical assistance, and what do we have for capacity for local staff, the budget cuts. So what do we have for program funding? So talking through the needs, and again, I think the core of that is allowing flexibility and innovation to thrive. And, you know, maybe that means rethinking what some of these payment rates are in exchange for more flexible programs.
So do you think that they heard you and understood what your points were?
You know, I think there was some really great dialogue both with Senator Durbin and Senator Ernst. So our Illinois-Iowa senators that are on the committee, you know, really seem to take heart and understand the issues that we're facing. You know, Illinois and Iowa are major contributors to the hypoxic zone in the Gulf of Mexico. So the amount of non-point source, you know, nutrient loss or nitrogen phosphorus that might leave a field and end up in the Gulf of Mexico. You know, Senator Durbin's very interested in the dust storms. We just had a very interesting phenomena, you know, earlier in the week with the Haboob going up to Chicago and the dust storm up there. And so looking at what is needed to employ conservation at a scalable level in our states is really important to them.
What would you recommend to them about that?
Yeah, a lot of things. I mean, first of all, it's realizing that, you know, cover crops come up a lot in conversation. And while they have a ton of benefits for a multitude of reasons, whether we're thinking about climate, the agronomic, the environmental, the economic impacts, it's not as simple as just a single practice change. It's looking at this as a whole system and what is needed to help a farmer transition from what they're doing today into this entirely new system.
Megan Dwyer of the Illinois Corn Growers staff broke down her message by using an analogy of baking a chocolate chip cookie. She said if a group of people were asked to make a chocolate chip cookie without a recipe, all would come out differently. And that's what farmers are doing, farming without a recipe. And even if the group was given a recipe, all ovens bake differently, and those cookies would not be the same. She said that's what farmland is like. Not all farmland responds the same, even when management practices are similar. She focused on the most important factors affecting Illinois corn growers' ability and desire to implement conservation practices. She explained that more funding for conservation programs won't solve the problem. Farmers need the flexibility within the programs that allow them to be innovative, as well as access to technical assistance to adopt practices long term. She said farmers want to build relationships with people they can trust. So having people in the area to consult and advise allows farmers to expand their conservation efforts with peace of mind. Afterwards, she said what an incredible honor it was to testify before the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee on conservation policy. She said she was proud to represent Midwest farmers and advocate for a modernized, flexible, and innovative conservation solution in the next Farm Bill. And from reviewing the 2008 Farm Bill during her freshman internship to now sharing ideas for the future of agriculture policy, it's been an incredible full-circle moment. She was grateful for the opportunity and for the roots that keep her grounded in agriculture. Megan Dwyer, part of the Illinois Corn Growers staff, probably having some good impact at the Senate Agriculture Committee as it starts to work on its version of the Farm Bill. So with the House tossing the Farm Bill issues over to the Senate, the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman, said that one of his fellow senators, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, may be right in taking issue with the House Farm Bill budget reforms, which cut nearly $300 billion out of the SNAP food assistance program. Bozeman has his eye on the House Farm Bill, and but Grassley arguing it's unreasonable for the House to shift more SNAP costs to small states, as well as the large states that are able to foot the bill. But Grassley says there are still big savings possible from food stamps, but done a different way, suggesting there could be changes when and if the House version reaches the Senate. Bozeman agrees. He says there should be a very reasonable concern, but what we're doing is looking at what the House did, and we're talking to the states about how that's going to affect them, and talking to USDA about how they think it's going to affect everyone. As the calendar turns to June, the days get shorter, or at least the number of days get fewer, that the Congress has to pass a new farm bill. That's got to be done by September 30th, or another whole extension, which would be the third, would have to be made. That wraps up Down on the Farm today. Hope you stay tuned for a weather forecast here on Eliana's Farm Choice, WITY.